Welcome to the Economics Exam Boost podcast. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving deep into one of the most important topics on your OCR GCSE economics paper, the business cycle. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final polish before your exam, this episode is going to give you everything you need. We'll cover the four phases, how they affect the economy, the exam tips that examiners actually reward, and we'll finish with a quick-fire quiz to lock it all in. Let's go. So, what is the business cycle? At its heart, it describes the natural pattern of expansion and contraction in an economy over time. Economists measure this using real GDP, that's gross domestic product adjusted for inflation, and when you plot real GDP against time, you get a wave-like pattern. That wave has four distinct phases, and knowing them inside out is absolutely essential for your exam. Phase 1, the boom. This is the peak of the cycle. Real GDP is growing rapidly, consumer confidence is high, businesses are investing, and unemployment is falling, particularly cyclical unemployment, which is the type directly linked to the state of the economy. But here's what examiners love to test. A boom isn't all good news. When demand in the economy is very high, prices start rising. This is demand pull inflation. Firms are operating near full capacity, wages are being bid up, and the cost of living increases. For your higher mark answers, you also need to evaluate. A boom can widen inequality because not everyone benefits equally, and it can damage environmental sustainability through overconsumption of resources. So when you write about a boom, don't just say growth is good, that's a trap. Examiners want nuance. Phase 2, the recession. This is where things start to go wrong. A recession is defined very precisely, and you must use this definition in your exam as two or more consecutive quarters of negative economic growth. That means real GDP is actually falling, not just growing more slowly. This distinction is critical. Examiners specifically penalize candidates who confuse a fall in the rate of growth, which is called disinflation or a slowdown, with actual negative growth. If GDP grows by 2% one quarter and then 0.5% the next, that is a slowdown. If it then falls by minus 0.3%, that is a recession. Make sure you're clear on that. During a recession, cyclical unemployment rises sharply. Businesses face falling demand, so they cut production and lay off workers. Consumer confidence drops, spending falls further, and this creates a negative multiplier effect. One job loss leads to less spending, which leads to more job losses. Government finances also deteriorate. Tax revenues fall because fewer people are working and paying income tax, and fewer transactions mean less VAT collected. At the same time, government spending on benefits like job seekers allowance rises automatically. These are called automatic stabilizers. The result is a widening fiscal deficit. Now, what about inflation during a recession? Here's a common mistake candidates make. They assume inflation always falls in a recession. Usually, demand pull inflation does ease because consumer spending drops. But inflation can remain high if there are cost push factors. For example, if oil prices rise due to a global supply shock, firms face higher costs and may still raise prices even as demand falls. This combination of rising unemployment and rising inflation is called stagflation, and it's exactly what happened in the UK in the 1970s following the OPEC oil crisis. If you can reference stagflation in an evaluation answer, that will earn you serious credit. Phase 3, the slump, sometimes called the trough. This is the lowest point of the cycle. Real GDP has stopped falling, but is at its minimum. Unemployment, especially cyclical unemployment, is at its peak. There's a real risk of deflation here. Falling prices sound good, but they're actually dangerous because consumers delay purchases expecting prices to fall further, which reduces demand even more. The government's fiscal deficit is at its widest. This is often when governments consider fiscal stimulus, increasing spending or cutting taxes to boost aggregate demand. Phase 4, recovery. Real GDP starts rising again. Businesses begin to invest, consumer confidence returns, and unemployment starts to fall. Government tax revenues recover as more people work and spend. Inflation begins to rise gently from its low point. The economy is climbing back toward the long-run trend rate of growth. In the UK, the long-run trend rate is approximately 2.5% per year, though this varies. Now let's talk about exam technique, because knowing the content is only half the battle. First, command words. When a question says explain, you need a complete chain of reasoning. Cause, then transmission mechanism, then effect on an economic agent. For example, a recession causes cyclical unemployment to rise because falling consumer demand leads firms to reduce output and lay off workers. meaning households have lower incomes and reduced living standards. That's a full chain. Don't just say unemployment rises in a recession. That's only worth one mark. Second, data response questions. If you're given a chart showing real GDP over time and asked to identify the phase, you must quote the figures. Don't just say GDP fell, say real GDP fell from £1.8 trillion in Q1 2008 to £1.7 trillion in Q1 2009, representing two consecutive quarters of negative growth, which meets the definition of a recession. Examiners explicitly reward candidates who use data from the source. Third, the six-mark evaluate question. This is where the marks are won or lost. You need to present a balanced argument. For example, if asked to evaluate the impact of a boom on the UK economy, you should discuss the benefits: rising employment, higher living standards, increased tax revenues, but then counter with the costs: demand pull inflation, potential overheating, widening inequality, environmental damage. Then reach a clear, justified conclusion. Don't sit on the fence. Examiners want a judgment. Fourth, timing. Allocate roughly 1 minute per mark. A two-mark explain question should take 2 minutes maximum. Don't overwrite for short questions. Save your time for the six-mark evaluations where the marks are concentrated. Fifth, use the correct terminology. Always write real GDP, not just GDP or output or production. Always use cyclical unemployment, not just unemployment. Always say two consecutive quarters of negative economic growth for a recession definition. These precise terms signal to the examiner that you know your economics. Now, let's do a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask the question, give you 5 seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question one. What is the precise definition of a recession? A recession is two or more consecutive quarters of negative economic growth measured by a fall in real GDP. Question two. What type of unemployment rises most directly during a recession? Cyclical unemployment caused by a lack of demand in the economy. Question three. What happens to government finances during a boom? Tax revenues rise and welfare spending falls, potentially moving the government toward a fiscal surplus. Question four. What is the difference between disinflation and deflation? Disinflation is a falling rate of inflation. Prices are still rising, just more slowly. Deflation is when the price level actually falls, negative inflation. Question five. Name one reason why a boom might not be entirely positive for an economy. Any of the following: demand pull inflation, widening inequality, environmental damage from overconsumption, or the risk of an unsustainable credit bubble. How did you do? If you got all five, you're in great shape. If you stumbled on any, go back and reread those sections. Let's wrap up with the key takeaways. The business cycle has four phases: boom, recession, slump, and recovery. A recession is specifically defined as two consecutive quarters of negative real GDP growth. During a boom, demand pull inflation rises and cyclical unemployment falls. During a recession, the opposite occurs, and government finances deteriorate. Don't assume inflation always falls in a recession. Cost push factors and stagflation are real possibilities. In your exam, always use precise terminology, quote data from sources, write complete chains of reasoning, and reach a clear judgment in evaluation questions. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and remember, every mark you earn in the exam is the result of preparation you do right now. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.